Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Kerri-Anne Haynes-Knight, a graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, July 23, 1983, the Barbados Advocate reported that Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism, the Honorable Bernard St. John, had proclaimed that the multi-million dollar Haywoods Holiday Village in St. Peter was set to welcome its first guests during the upcoming Independence Celebrations weekend. The announcement was made the previous day, July 22, 1983, during a tour of two major projects, the Barbados $60 million Haywoods Resort Village and the Spicetown Bypass Highway, both of which were nearing completion. The party touring the two sites was led by project manager for the Haywoods development, Mr. Rudy Matthews, and comprised seven cabinet ministers: Prime Minister Mr. Tom Adams, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Tourism Mr. Bernard St. John, Minister of Labour Mr. Delisle Bradshaw, Minister of Education Miss Billy Miller, Minister of State with responsibility for Energy and Natural Resources Senator Clyde Griffith, Minister of Information and Culture Senator Nigel Barrow, and Minister of State with responsibility for Immigration Senator O'Brien Trotman, who were joined by other government officials. In addressing those present, Deputy Prime Minister St. John stated that the Haywoods Holiday Village was scheduled to be handed over to operators Caledonian Hotels Limited, who plan to conduct trial runs before the official intake of guests. The Deputy Prime Minister, in reference to the preliminary intake numbers, admitted that he could not provide exact figures. However, interest had been expressed by incentive groups for occupancy in early December, including a group of 150 persons, a number which he expected to gradually increase. Deputy Prime Minister St. John also used the occasion to declare his satisfaction with the two projects, stating that the people in the north of Barbados should be proud with the two developments in that area, and voiced his pleasure with the progress made by the Ministry of Housing in reciting the 25 persons whose homes made way for the bypass road. The newspaper reported that in addition to the Haywoods and bypass projects, the government's development program for the north of the island also included a cement plant in Checker Hall, St. Lucie, an industrial park, and a new bus terminal. Today, 43 years later, the former site of the Haywoods Holiday Village is being prepared for the construction of a new hotel.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.